This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanesan with Noel Lim in the studio this morning. In about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking with Stephen Barrett, Chief of Social Policy at UNICEF Malaysia, on the impact of COVID-19 restriction or policies on the urban poor. But before that, let's take a look at the markets, because U.S. equities rose to all-time highs for a third day, Noel.
Yeah, as investors believe that the Fed will stay accommodative as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ notched fresh highs. Facebook rallied after unveiling a series of tools designed to expand shopping on its social media platforms.
Yeah, so we saw the S&P was up 0.4%, the NASDAQ was up 0.8%, only the Dow was down. It was down 0.2%, and that's the first they declined for the first time in 4 days. We take a look at Facebook was up 3.5% actually overnight. In Asia, the Nikkei was up 1.4%. Shanghai was down, closed down 0.4%. Hong Kong was down 0.3%, and Singapore was up 0.8%. Malaysia, on the other hand, closed down just under 0.9% yesterday. So let's take a look at how they'd open up later today. But right now, we're taking a look at global markets with Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. Tony, thanks for taking the time to speak with us this morning. Discussions between the US and China on their phase one deal, a trade deal, went smoothly even as other tensions simmered in the background. Is this a sign that other disputes, such as the tech conflict, can be worked out between the two nations?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily sure it means the tech conflict can be worked out. I think it's possible, but I think really it's more of a sign of the floods that happened in China and the ag supply needs that China has as a result of flooded cropland in China over the summer. There's been something like $21 billion of economic damage done as a result of the floods. And if you look at China's commitments for U.S. corn, soybeans, and soy up last week, they're all up more than 100% on last year.
And speaking about, we're looking at the markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average, Exxon was booted out. Is this the beginning of the end for big oil majors, or will energy companies catch a second wind as demand recovers?
Yeah, we don't. I live in the town where ExxonMobil is headquartered, and I just don't see an environment where ExxonMobil necessarily comes back into things like the Dow. Crude oil for the rest of the year, we see it, you know, gradually grinding higher. In 21, we see some supply issues which would push prices higher, but we're not necessarily seeing equities like ExxonMobil all that appealing. ExxonMobil's performance, equity performance over the last 4 or 5 years has been terrible. And so you can't really blame the Dow and the S&P for booting them out.
Tony, let's take a look at the who replaced Exxon on the Dow Jones. Salesforce, their stock rose about 3.5% overnight. Now, what's your outlook on Salesforce?
You know, Salesforce is a very interesting company. There are some client concerns about cost and kind of the necessity of sticking with Salesforce for so many activities. But I think as a shareholder, it's positive, and the capability that Salesforce has is very good. So it seems like an appropriate add to the index.
Still on indices, do you think Tesla is likely to be added to the S&P 500?
It's possible. You know, it's funny about Tesla. I was just looking at the P/E ratio for Tesla. It's over 1,000. Okay, it's 1,047. You know, you're typically looking at maybe 15 to 20 or something like that. Maybe expanding a bit more. It's 1,047. So, is it possible that Tesla's added? Yes, but I think the volatility risk there is quite high. Just since August 11th, Tesla's gained about $700 per share. So, you know, I think it's great when it rises. Will it fall? I don't know. I'm not necessarily calling that, but the volatility risk there is quite high for these indexes that like to be pretty stable industrial gauges.
Yeah, Tony, I think with those gains, no one wants to bet against Tesla at this point, or even short the stock at this point. Let's take, while we're talking about transport, or at least this sort of, airline shares seem to be trending upwards on the last few days based on news, positive news around COVID-19 vaccines and treatments. But is it too early to be bullish in the transport sector?
it depends on how bullish you are, I think. You know, I see people saying that within, say, 4 to 6 to 8 months, there's an expectation that things will be closer to normal. And I think part of the bullishness is people wanting to get in. There is not necessarily a belief that monetary policy will be, say, central banks will reel in and will reduce their balance sheet. So with this much money in the system and potentially more, it's possible that, you know, airlines might be something interesting as we get closer to normalization. Assuming that happens, I'm positive about that. Business in the States is slowly normalizing. Kids are slowly going back to school. The normal school year starts about this time. So in some states, like where I live, kids are going back to physical school, which is kind of a big change from the last 6 months. So we're slowly starting to see normalization, and I'm optimistic about things like travel and hospitality.
Well, all eyes will probably be on what the Fed will cover on Thursday. What do you expect to be in their statements?
Well, you know, I hate to say this because everyone says it. We're kind of in uncharted territory, right? It's very cliche by now. But, you know, we are in danger of the economy, of the U.S. economy slowing. We've seen some of the initial excitement we saw in July and early August start to slow with jobs. The jobs numbers last week were over a million again. And so I think the Fed is worried because employment is one of their mandates. So I think we may see additional aggressive intervention by the Fed to make sure that the economy continues to come back. I think they have to be careful because it is an election year and they don't want to be seen as being political. But I think the economic reality is that they have to. I think both the Fed and the Treasury, there are programs in the States like the Paycheck Protection Program, which helps small businesses get through the worst days of kind of COVID, and that's run out. And I think a lot of small businesses are really in trouble now because we haven't seen things normalized. So I think the Fed will come back with a bit more. I think the Treasury, once Congress is back in session, Treasury will come back with a bit more as well, support for individuals and for small businesses.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence, giving us his view on, I guess, the inclusion of Salesforce into the Dow Jones, among other things. Interesting times. I mean, Exxon, I think the Dow Jones is a price-weighted index, so it does work differently from the S&P 500, but it is a milestone, right? It is something to note. The fact that Salesforce also is a very enterprise-driven solution, so that's an interesting addition there. But Tesla has been a very interesting stock to watch. I think I was listening to a podcast yesterday about how even the shorts, Tesla used to be a favorite among short sellers, and they've just, I mean, if you were a short seller of Tesla earlier this year, you would be deeply, deeply in the red at this point.
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of questions on whether it should be included in the S&P 500. Granted, the value of its stock has risen really significantly. I think questions about the quality of earnings, whether they can be sustained, is the share price too frothy? So these are some questions that the community will still need to confront. And I guess, what Tony is saying, at the S&P 500 committee, they will look for stability, right? They wouldn't want to keep taking out a stock in and out. So, Tesla may not be added.
And of course, we're all paying attention to what's going to happen at Jackson Hole this weekend, or the virtual Jackson Hole. But right now, we're going into a few messages. And when we come back, we'll be speaking with Stephen Barrett, Chief of Social Policy at UNICEF Malaysia, on the impact of COVID-19 on the urban poor. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.